Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely partner in life and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, bless you, sweetie, and bless all the saints of God as we wade in such a sea of corruption. Let's begin by praising Him for our salvation.
Abba, Father, we do honor and praise You for sending Your Son, for in Him we shall live forever and have no fear of Your prophecies coming to pass, but rather joyful expectation for what comes after. We pray for a speedy recovery of the sick amongst us and the salvations of our loved ones. We pray continued protection for our president and all our uncorrupted government leaders, that they have divine understanding to do Your will. We humbly ask this in Yeshua's name, amen.
And Lord, we pray for rain or snow in Colorado, as they too are now fighting some horrendous fires. Amen.
Well, no question about it. Judge Amy will be confirmed.
Yes, and that definitely is a soon done deal. An interesting piece of news that caught our eye recently, which falls in line with the many other foreshadows of His wrath to come, is that asteroids are more closely approaching our Earth, and actually ties into Revelations chapter 6, 7, 8, and 9, which describes them as stars falling from heaven, resulting in fires to burn up parts of the Earth where the rich men hide in the rocks, Revelation 6, 15. Now, we didn't know how literal that was until we learned about all the underground tunnels and bunkers located from the East Coast to the West Coast, and of course, the powerful rich men and kings and others will hide in them to escape these heavy rocks, which, as they reach our hemisphere, I'm told that they're going to break up so that there's going to be quite a few of them.
Interesting. In Revelation 10, it talks of 100-pound balls of hail.
Yes, it's described that way, but it could be the asteroids. Anyway, I can only imagine because I won't be here.
Revelation 16, 21.
Right. Now, as a warning, most everything that will happen in Revelation, well, it's happening right now, but just on a much lesser scale. Even beheadings of Christians.
Well, especially in Nigeria from radical Muslims.
Yes. And also corruption, which is our next news topic because it's rampant almost everywhere, but especially within our many crooked leaders that is beginning to be exposed, and that's a God thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, since our calling is to, at Shofar Ministries, is to incorporate Scripture into the last day's world events, let's first read from the Word to set the stage, so to speak. Let's go to 2 Peter 2:19, where Peter is describing corrupt leaders and calls them brute beasts.
Who, while promising them freedom, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved.
That's right. And also Romans 8:21 says,
even creation itself will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
And 2 Peter 1:4 speaks of Jesus' promises to us.
For He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
So, what are the top main lusts of the flesh?
Power, sexual immorality, and greed.
And pharmakia, or drugs, Revelation 22:15.
And alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to a major bombshell happening right now that we're going to try to summarize it, but it's not pretty.
No, it's actually scary.
Many of you probably already know some of this because it's been on quite a few radio stations. But it's the revealed laptop belonging to Hunter Biden showing a pay-to-play partnership with a few countries, especially Ukraine's scandalous energy company named Burisma, who gave Hunter a seat at their table.
In other words, on their board, even though having no experience.
And paid him $83,000 a month.
And much more for other favors.
Oh, much more. And all they had to do was be able to get these special permits and, well, a lot more. Because Papa Joe Biden was vice president under Obama, as you know. But it's called quid pro quo, or pay to play, which we know now was directed by his father, who would take a sizable cut under the table. So Hunter sold access to his crooked father, Vice President Joe Biden.
And had similar dealings with Moscow and China.
Mm-hmm. As well as Iraq, Kazakhstan, Romania, and probably others.
The list goes on.
Yeah, but believe it or not, this information of corruption, well, it's been out there, a.k.a. the FBI, for about a year. And Hunter's two main co-conspirators in their corrupt business dealings, because they had other corrupt business dealings. Well, one is about to be sentenced, and one is actually already in jail.
Who has agreed to talk?
He has, because he's angry that Hunter has not been charged in anything. And by the way, Chris Hines, the stepson to John Kerry, was also involved.
But apparently he got out just in time.
Yes. But the left media just labels it a smear campaign and mm-hmm. Russian disinformation, which it's not. So they say it's just a false narrative because there's nothing illegal about Hunter being on a board of directors, even though Joe admits to having investigator Shokin fired for just looking into Burisma's holdings in Hunter. And otherwise, the United States would withhold from Ukraine $1 billion that was apparently promised to them to help buy weapons in order to keep Russia away from its borders.
Well, since Russia has just annexed Crimea.
And Obama Biden never tried to stop them. Anyway, now there is more and real confirmation on Hunter's laptop that he left at a computer store in Delaware to be fixed, but never picked it up.
It's surmised that Hunter forgot where he left it.
Yes, because the shop owner said he was drunk when he brought it in. But Hunter's signature is right on the agreement, which states if you don't pick it up within 3 months, it becomes the possession of the shop.
Therefore, the shop owner looked at it more closely.
Mm-hmm, he did. And he found all the emails verifying pay-to-play, along with some pretty racy pictures of Hunter. One, he's actually smoking crack, and one, he's just passed out. And there's others. And that's not a surprise, because most everyone knows he was heavily hooked and in rehab many times. And by the way, the pictures were not very old, rather probably within just a few years. So then the shop owner decides to give it to the FBI, but they just sat on it for over a year and did nothing.
Now that says a lot.
And finally, the shop owner knew about Rudy Giuliani, so gave him a copy of the hard drive, of which he had wisely made 4 copies.
But there's even more.
Yes, and Fox News hasn't reported this part of the story yet. And more investigations are going on to confirm.
And they should.
Yeah, because thanks to a Chinese dissident slash whistleblower who goes by the name of Luther or Ludes, said there is much more information on other hard drives and China possesses them.
Well, they want to use it as a means of extortion.
Yes.
I think there's at least 3.
Mm-hmm. Which Luther says contains multiple videos that captured Hunter Biden engaged in extreme sexual abuse of underage Chinese teenagers, with multiple different victims captured in the videos. Any of this kind of information, as from like the New York Post who broke the original story, well, you're banned by Facebook and Twitter because big tech censors all independent journalists who criticize Democrats.
Well, because they themselves are all far-left Democrats.
Mm-hmm, and they hate Trump. We've known for quite a while that some in the FBI, CIA, and the DOJ are evil infiltrators, and that's just the bottom line. But the good news is Congress will be giving a subpoena to Jack Dorsey of Twitter this week.
And Facebook should be next.
Mm-hmm. But here comes the worst part and why we felt we should talk about all this corruption on our program.
Well, because few others are.
For if true, China is about to eat our lunch if Biden is elected. Communist China sent a present to Nancy Pelosi, not only confirming China's many lucrative but hidden assets in America, but also sent her a copy of the hard drive showing this bombshell video evidence on the Bidens and probably other VIP Democrats, so she would know they actually do have it.
And, you know, some suspect human trafficking is involved.
Mm-hmm. So with that, China told her she must do whatever it takes for Biden to win this election. And Luther also implied that we would be under China's thumb. This could very well be true, because ever since President Xi was able to cancel all future elections in China to remain president for life, he's been on the move, and he hates Trump. Well, for obvious reasons.
But loves Biden, who has been bought by China for a very long time.
That's right. And Jeremiah 30:11 comes more into focus every day. And now knowing this information, you can pray in more detail, especially for President Trump, who has been given all this information. Again, this latest information is back on YouTube from a Chinese whistleblower who, again, calls himself Luther or Ludes, L-U-D-E-S, who spoke in Chinese but is interpreted on the screen. You can just go to YouTube and put in September 24th, Ludes broadcast. Now, because we had to leave out a lot because, of course, time, but we're looking at extortion from China. And the FBI director, Christopher Wray, well, he should be fired immediately.
And, of course, Attorney General Barr knows all about this, too.
Mm-hmm. Let us also say, only God could have helped President Trump overcome so much animosity over the last 3 years.
And he knows it.
Oh, he sure does. He gave Jesus Christ the glory while lifting his hand to heaven at one of his rallies last week.
Yeah, that was cool.
Hopefully Biden's corruption exposure to the light, as suggested in Ephesians 5:11, will help Trump's reelection. But as you can see, even more now, why the Dems who are in the know are very desperate. So Thursday's left-sided debate should be interesting. But my God, what else will they do to our president?
But remember, Daniel 2:21, it is God who decides kings.
Yes, in order to fulfill his prophecies.
All right, then. You can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate this type of teaching, please partner with us by considering a love offering to help with our expenses and to keep us on the air, and always, and as always, is greatly appreciated. And we'll add your name to our correspondence list. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, well, the worst day of the year is coming again.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, or Satan's Night, October 31st. And then All Saints' Day on November 1st.
And still again, All Souls' Day, November 2nd.
Yes. Now, since I was raised a good Catholic, people do ask me to explain the difference between these days. which I came to realize that all 3 days are demonically inspired. And we'll finish this expose next week, but we'll begin tonight with the more obvious one, Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve.
I think we should begin with Scripture.
Of course, because Psalm 12, verse 8, hits the nail on the head, especially in the original Hebrew.
The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the sons of men.
You can't deny that most Americans observe Halloween, which is exalting it. But Ephesians 5:1 says,
be imitators of God.
Yeah, and verse 11 says,
have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
One might even say Halloween is a doorway into darkness. And if you're not a devil worshiper already, and we say that because today more than just a few are openly declaring they hail Satan, therefore embracing Halloween as their most favorite time of the year.
Also, many who say they are Christians celebrate the day in some form or fashion.
And don't see the harm in the little ones going to just a few neighbors for candy and dressing up as friendly characters.
What could be wrong with that?
Well, if some, and they're mostly boys, for they love to do this, they wear their ghoulish masks, they jump in front of your small child and scaringly growls at them, that image can stay in their mind, causing terrible nightmares.
And possibly harm them spiritually.
Parents are responsible to protect their fragile little minds. And no one can deny the evil connotations associated with this day. It's just a fact. Many churches, at least before COVID, offer alternatives by having harvest parties where the children dress up as an animal or a Bible character, and that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, it'll let you dress up as Jezebel.
Right. Only the good Bible characters. Now, what is important, depending on the age, of course, is that the children be told the truth as to why they don't participate in the high holy day of Satan, because that's what it really is. Children don't have to be very old before they know the difference between good and evil.
You know, here's a good idea. Celebrate the Feast of Purim, or Purim.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, and Jewish people still do that, and they dress up in Persian garb and pass out candy to others. That's what they do in Israel till this day.
And some synagogues here in the U.S. too.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most Christians don't recognize God's feasts or victories over the enemy, even though the book of Esther is in the Bible. And I guess I have to blame the teachers and pastors for that, but we'll let that go for now.
Instead, America loves to promote Devil's Night,
which speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. Now, I do understand that the unrighteous taking part in Devil's Night, but why would churchgoers want to engage in something that is proven to be inherently wicked? And even by tolerating, you are condoning, thereby promoting. And so here's the bottom line. Wickedness is being given permission, an open door to increase its vileness.
Well, as we just read in Psalms 12, verse 8.
You know what? I think we should read that again.
The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the sons of men.
In other words, there are more wicked people out on this night. Do you have another scripture?
Yes, Deuteronomy 19:19. Put away the evil from among you.
And what about Isaiah 5:20?
It
says actually that there's a time coming when they will call evil good and good
and
evil.
Good evil, yes.
And you can't say that that's not an excellent scripture for today. Actually, there are hundreds of scriptures addressing evil. Just look in your concordance to see how important this topic is. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:22, well, it says to abstain from all forms of evil, and for good reason. So in our remaining few minutes, let's delve into a little history, and we'll conclude this next week. So we all know that demonic spirits have been around forever, and Halloween goes way back before Christianity and certainly before America, to Celtic Festival of the Dead. The Celtic peoples were originally from ancient Britain and Ireland and later found all over Europe. And according to their calendar, their year begins on November 1st. And noted for the beginning of the cold season when cattle and sheep had to be moved to a closer, more secure pasture and the crops were stored for the winter months. And by the way, I thought this was interesting. The Celtic calendar day also begins at sundown, like it says in Genesis. Well, Satan is an imitator. So anyhow, the Celtic people had to be traced back to before, they can be traced back to before 1000 BC. And heavily engaged, they were, in the occultic arts, worshiping nature and the universe, giving it supernatural, idolatry-like qualities. In a way, still here today. I think you call it the New Age movement. But there's certainly nothing new about paganism, whose priests were called Druids, with beliefs and practices similar to Hinduism, such as reincarnation and the transmigration of the soul, where bad people who had died that year may be reborn as animals, which is why they don't kill animals in India, especially. Even rats are running free. Why? Because, well, it might be one of their relatives. How in the world could they come up with this? Except for Satan, who is a master deceiver, as he perverts the resurrection. Anyhow, the Celtics believed this transference of souls occurred on what they called the Festival of Samhain, the Lord of Death, on, guess what day? October 31st. Anyhow, as time went on, instead of the Feast of Samhain, it was just called by the pagan priests' name of Druidism, morphing into some different varieties of thinking, depending on the country. But the rituals came from hell, involving human sacrifices of children and the drinking of their blood to stay young, they believed. And guess what? Yep, it's still here today. Children's blood even has a name called adrenochrome, and popular in certain elite circles, and cannibalism is here too. And also goes by the more modern name of spirit cooking, where they particularly gather and openly brag and invite others for these rituals, especially, yep, on Halloween. And they also do other significant days, because, again, they think it keeps them young. But they always do the spirit cooking on a day when the moon has its darkest night. So, right before the new moon, I would say, which just happens to be October 31st. Well, we're going to have a lot more about this next week. I hope you'll tune in and tell others. But in the meantime, let me ask you, are you saved? Are you the bride of Christ? Is Yeshua Lord over your life? Anyone and everyone will eventually have to answer that question. I will have to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that perfect shalom. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. Psalm 122, 6. See you next time. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.